This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 644. Three differences between matching headings and finding information in IELTS reading.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn how very different the reading question types are for matching and finding information in paragraphs, and learn vital exam strategies for a band 9. Hey Lindsay, what's going on in Boston, Mass?
Hey, doing pretty well. It's a rainy day here today, actually today's election day also, so that's a big deal.
So in Oregon, we do the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, I know.
So I voted like a week ago and I went to the library and I dropped off my ballot in like this, you know, sealed box thing. How do you vote in Massachusetts?
So I did early voting on Friday and you can certainly do that. But I think we don't have mail-in ballots here. I know Colorado and Oregon have that. I think those are the only two states in the country, which good on you
really?
Because it sounds like a great system. Because we just go to the polls. So they're open like 8 a.m. On voting day, 8 a.m. to I think 6 or 7 p.m., something like that. So,
early voting, you would be able to, you still have to physically go, but there's other options besides going to the polls November 6th, which is today.
Well, you can also do mail-in, actually. Actually, to be honest, I think you can do mail-in in Massachusetts, but it's not the only way. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to have to figure out. I know that I really voted, so that's the way I did it.
That's awesome. But. Yes, and we'll stop talking about voting soon, listeners, IELTS students. But guys, this conversation at the beginning, I know we remind you of this sometimes, but it does deserve to be recognized that this conversation we're having, this does come up on IELTS, right? Like voting and politics and being involved in government. So this is an IELTS topic, guys. I heard a really encouraging thing actually on NPR this morning about how already there has been higher voter turnout in, I think, Nevada, Colorado, and California. It was three states. I know Nevada was one of them.
Okay.
But there's been higher voter turnout already than in the last two midterms combined. So
that's amazing. That's so good. Yeah.
There's going to be some really interesting and exciting results tonight.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a big night. Big night tonight. So we'll see what happens. Even though this is coming out like 2 weeks from now, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys, there's no secrets here. Record in advance. Yeah. We have to.
Yeah, absolutely. To be reliable here. All right. So let's get into it. So today we're talking about reading. Isn't that right, Jessica?
Yes, guys. So there's, today is very important, a heavy strategy episode about the difference between two question types, guys, which on the face of things seem to be very similar, but they're not at all. So the one question type is matching headings to paragraphs, and the other question type is finding information in paragraphs. So we're going to talk about a student question, and then you're going to learn the three biggest differences between these two question types.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read the question, and then we're going to dive right into it. Here we go.
Awesome.
Okay, so dear Jessica Begg and study mates, I am studying to deal with matching information questions to paragraphs. However, I'm not sure how to eliminate the irrelevant paragraph at the beginning. Please see the below sample reading test and advice. There are always more paragraphs than question statements.
Yeah, it's confusing. It's confusing because this is a three-key student, and I believe completed the reading module, but maybe a while ago, and is now sort of going back, reviewing, and trying to focus on specific question types. So This question actually spurned a longer conversation, a quite long conversation between the student and I on Facebook, and some other students chimed in. So again, as with every Facebook post, our team gets back to the student immediately and clears up the confusion. Okay, so the confusion here is that the student was mixing up the strategies between these two questions, which are very, very different, okay? So first of all, the strategy confusion is that with matching headings to paragraphs, you're given a bunch of headings, and we recommend trying to eliminate one, at least one, that is impossible because of a few different things. Maybe it's a detail, maybe it's just simply not there at all. But that's a matching heading strategy, not a finding information strategy. These are two totally different question types. So number one, how are they different? Is that when we actually answer the questions is different. So with matching headings to paragraphs, guys, this is the only question type that actually comes before the passage, but you cannot answer it first, okay? You still must skim the passage before you answer the questions, all right? So that is just across the board, always the first step. No matter what question it is, you have to skim the passage first, all right? Okay. These strategies are straight from our course, guys. So you're getting a little inside peek today at the reading module, which, by the way, has gotten a lot of students nines on reading, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. We've seen, this particular section of the test, we see a lot of nines. So clearly these strategies here that you learn in Three Keys IELTS, they clearly work, guys, if you follow them closely. And so I just want to zoom out for a second here today, Jessica. Our listeners are going to get these three important differences, right? So we just talked about the first one, just to know where we are in the episode. We talked about when to do them, right? When to do the specific questions. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. So matching headings to paragraphs. Mm-hmm. Okay. You skim first and then you do that question type, even though it always comes first. Now, finding information in paragraphs, this is different, guys. No matter where this comes in the group of questions, you always save this for last. Okay. That is a big tip, guys. You need to do this group of questions as the last group, no matter what order they come in.
Oh, that's so strategic. I feel like most people, when they don't have a good strategy, they would just do it in order and they would try to read the whole test.
Yes. Oh, completely. Totally. So, yeah, this is finding information in paragraphs, guys. Well, this is actually the third tip. So I'll get to that later, but it's really hard, but you'll find out about that in a second. So that's why you save it to last, because it's so hard. Okay. So the second difference is where the answers are. Where do we find the answers? So this was another bit of confusion that we cleared up with this student in Three Keys, guys, by saying, like, you need to review the reading module. So where are the answers? Okay. Matching now I'm confusing them. Matching headings to paragraphs, guys. These are main ideas, these headings. Therefore, they're in the beginning or end of the paragraph. That's what it is. That's a fact. Okay.
Yeah.
However, finding information in paragraphs, this is totally different. These are details. Okay. Mm-hmm. So where are the answers? They could be anywhere in the paragraph. And they're often somewhere in the middle because they are details, right? Yeah. Not main ideas. Mm-hmm. So that's another way that these two question types are completely different. Hello, lovely IELTS students. Do you want to learn how to fearlessly start a conversation in English? Be brave. Get that courage in English in any situation. Come to our web class November 27th and 28th and lose that fear. Go to allearsenglish.com/brave.
Okay, so that's a really good way to kind of distinguish between the two question types. So the details might be embedded right there in the middle of that paragraph, right, for that kind of question.
Right.
Yes, love it.
Exactly, exactly. Or they could come in the beginning. So this is the thing with finding information is this answer, this statement could be anywhere. But if we're strategic, we know their details. So they're probably going to be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So what would be the third way to know the differences between these two question types?
Yes. So the third very important and perhaps surprising difference is how difficult it is to find these answers. So guys, if you have our strategies, then matching headings to paragraphs literally should be the easiest, fastest question type. Okay. If you have the strategies, matching headings to paragraphs should be easy. Mm-hmm. All right. Finding information in paragraphs. We're not going to sugarcoat things. We're very honest with our strategies. And here on the podcast, finding information is very difficult. Okay. This question type should actually take a little bit longer, but that's why we need to save time on stuff like matching headings. Save time there because it's so fast. Finding information, you need to recognize that this question type is super hard. That's why we save it to last, as I said with the first tip. And we need some extra time because you don't know where this is. You don't know if it's in the beginning. You don't know if it's in the middle or the end. So we actually need to have extra time to scan more to find these answers.
Okay. And that's where that strategy comes in. So I see why a lot of students without a strategy, they struggle, right? They don't finish the test because they're spending too much time on the wrong questions that should be easy if you have a strategy.
Yeah, guys, I mean, you really have to prepare the reading strategies. You have to know, as Three Keys tells you, which answers are in order, which are not in order, which are special and might take longer, like yes, no, not given, or finding information in paragraphs. So guys, you really, really need a system. You need to know these things if you're going to get a 7 or higher or a 9 on your IELTS reading. So guys, don't hesitate. Start learning these strategies today. You can get to Three Keys IELTS right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic. And that's how you get that bonus just for podcast listeners, how to wake up the examiner on your speaking test, or get the personal coach option. Go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Love it. Love it. Guys, get the step-by-step system right there, right? Make it easy, make it simple, and just start learning these strategies today, right? You can stop jumping all over the internet, guessing on whose strategies are correct and combining strategies and getting confused, or you can go ahead and get right in here with us and get started.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you could ask questions in Facebook, just like the students that we've been talking about on the show, having conversations with us, with our team, and getting answers immediately. So don't waste time, right? Being like, I don't understand this. I'm going to go to 20 different websites and get different advice.
Yeah.
About matching headings to paragraphs. No, like just ask us and we'll tell you right away.
It's that simple. All right. Great. I'm glad we talked about this question today, Jessica, and have a good rest of your day. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you, Lindsay. Right. Have a wonderful day yourself.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.